This episode of the Two Fit Crazies in a Microphone podcast is brought to you by TFC Productions.
Two Fit Crazy Productions, TFC Productions. That's our production company helping people with their podcasts.
Increase your brand, grow your business by creating your very own podcast. And we are here to help you every step of the way.
You do not have to do all the work. We do a lot of it for you.
This podcast is also brought to you by ContiFit.com. Get the best online training, the best in arthritis, in, let's face it together, facial fitness and rehabilitation, all sorts of functional fitness training at your fingertips. That's ContiFit.com.
Also brought to you by High Five Health and Fitness. Virtual health coaching sessions and corporate wellness programs. All the information at highfivehealthandfitness.com.
It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at. How's it going, Brian?
You need some money?
What?
You need some money, Christine?
Goodness. We were just talking investments and companies and with our amazing friend. Dan Frieden
amazing.
Returns to the show today.
I'd give him some money.
Yeah. Way back in episode 127, we had Dan Frieden on the show, and he is the creator, CEO of Impact Wrap. That's Wrap with a W-R-A-P.
That's right.
And go back, listen to it. He tells his whole backstory about how he came up with this product and whatnot, and it measures your power and your volume and everything, and it goes on bags,
heavy bags,
yeah,
punching bags, boxing bags.
Let's just say that, you know, he's pretty much the only company in the world that has this technology, and you're going to hear him talk about how he started and where he is now. Even from when we spoke with him on episode 127, he survived a pandemic. His company is, how many states was it? Oh my gosh, I wrote it down because I'm like, what?
34?
132 gyms right now, 18 countries, and almost 70,000 members are using his product. Now, we are still in a pandemic.
Right.
So I need you to wrap your head around these ideas, because he comes at you with not just a, this is great and it's fun and it's healthy, but here's how you can help your business. So if you're a fitness owner out there, you need to, I don't care who you are, trainer, whatever, you need to listen to this because his advice far exceeds just brick and mortars.
The thing that I love about Dan and just hearing him speak.
What is it?
His passion.
Yeah.
And his, you know, his love for his product and his work and his dedication to it. And you know, just his excitement about what he does. I don't care. We happen to be a fitness program and health and wellness program. So we're talking about a product that fits within our, you know, our under our umbrella. But if he was selling pepperoni,
I'd buy it.
I'd be like, this guy.
And you're plant-based.
Right? I don't even eat pepperoni. Right? You know, I'd be like, give me some, like, I love the way you speak about your pepperoni.
Right.
You know, and Impact Wrap is a really cool metric tool, not only for the user who is the person punching the bag that, you know, we talk about how I don't run anywhere anymore without my Garmin that gives me data and analytics. And is it data or data? The data says
potato
and
batata,
you know, and, or on a treadmill, like Dan says, where, you know, you first thing you do is you look at your speed, you look at the time you spend on it.
That was the best.
Like, you wouldn't, and he created a way to punch a bag and get a good workout in and develop different workouts and different routines and things that gives you feedback so that you can get better. You know, it's a tool for improvement. And it's,
you know what I was trying
smart
to think when he was talking, and you're going to hear this as he goes through. Think about this. Is there a piece of equipment that you use where you don't have some sort of tech or analytics on it? Think about it right now. You've got a bike, a rower, a treadmill. If you're lifting weights,
an
you
oven,
know.
Right?
Know,
like anything, weights, any tool for anything.
I can't think of anything that we would be using at this point that doesn't have some sort of measurable data.
It's the truth.
So,
look, again, great guy, awesome, loves what he does. You can tell expanding to Saudi Arabia during a pandemic.
And Kuwait, I mean, and New Zealand.
What the heck? Mm-hmm. Awesome Instagram page as well, Impact Rap. Check it out. Let's let you get into this because it's the second time back and it's worth it. Dan Frayden, everybody, Impact Rap. Enjoy.
Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at, Brian.
Bet your ass we're where it's at.
Oh my gosh. We are welcoming back to the show today. We love bringing guests back because, you know, if you want to hear the whole backstory, yada, 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 right, listeners, you go back to episode 127 and hear Dan Frayden's backstory. However, today we get to hear a little bit more in depth of what the heck he's been up to, because a lot has happened with Impact Rap and Dan Frayden since we last spoke. Dan, how are you?
Great, Christine. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, glad to have you back.
Of course.
Yeah.
You must have done pretty all right.
Seeing Brian.
Yes. Here we are.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, like you said, a lot has happened. Obviously, there's this little thing going around the entire world. and, yeah, you know, it's been a long journey. I don't know where best to start. I mean, I can just give a quick little background on Impact Rap and then, you know, give some history.
Let's have it.
Go.
Tell us again.
All right. So for anybody who doesn't know, Impact Rap is the world's leading platform for heavy bag fitness. So we connect heavy bags all over the world into gamification and really – measuring your performance on a heavy bag. Started this company literally in my garage, I guess, where so many other entrepreneurs have started. A number of years ago, we released our first platform back in 2017. We're celebrating 4 years with Dave Pantano at Premier Martial Arts in Huntington Valley. Shout out Dave. And, you know, we've really taken this to another level. We're doing something that nobody else has done in the world. And we released our version 2.0 back in the end of 2018. And what it is as you're working out in a group fitness for heavy bags, you get all your performance metrics up on the leaderboard. So we have TVs where it shows all the bags and your metrics. And then as soon as the workout is done, you get an email summary. We have member apps. And this has really proven out to be what I hoped it would be, this engagement tool that's really helped build gyms around the world. I mean, my background's in martial arts. I've been doing it for 30 years, banging on a bag from day one, and just never knew if I was getting better. And this is a system that it's taken a lot of time to put together. I've had some amazing partners with Innova, our software development partners, and iMed, who came up with the electronics, to really build this into a global, global company. I mean, it's amazing. We're now at, I think last time we spoke, because it has been such a long time. Mm-hmm. We were probably, I don't know, like 40 or 50 gyms around the world. We were at 132, 18 countries, 64,000 members worldwide. And to put that in perspective, if we were a U.S. city, we'd be in the top 500. So that was pretty cool. We just set up our first gym in Saudi Arabia this last Wednesday. We have a gym in Kuwait opening up. We have a gym in New Zealand now. So it's just, it's been amazing. And the feedback has been great as we've just built this company up from the garage and stood it up to just a global fitness technology company.
It's awesome.
The last
good for you.
I know.
Man. Good for you. Seriously, that's impressive, and we're happy for you.
It was awesome. Over the pandemic, talking to Dan a bunch, and you know, I remember, you know, things were on such a, you know, like you were like, all right, the train's leaving the station. You know, things were so, you know, moving forward and the momentum was there. And I just want to stop for a second because you didn't give up. You were like, I believe in this product. I believe in Impact Rap. Yeah. It is just because, you know, the world is getting crazy right now. And I remember, you know, talking to you and you were like, oh my gosh, like these people were supposed to have this installed and these orders stopped and these did. And what's supposed to happen? And I remember being like, Dan, you're a smart guy. Like, you're gonna make it through this. Like, it's gonna be all right. And, you know, and that was, you had that attitude of, I believe so much in this that we're gonna get past it. And to hear those numbers and the statistics right now, it makes my heart happy because this is what it's about. You know, it's that unwavering, you know, I'm just going to keep chipping away and chipping away. And, you know, the product is amazing, which I do want you to kind of just talk about to everyone again, because I think everyone should have this with the trackables these days and wearables.
Well, look, my whole motto is make every bag smart. Why would you go on a treadmill and not have a display? You know, you have no idea what the heck you're doing, right? So why would you hit a bag without knowing what you're doing on it? And, you know, Christine, I mean, we had a number of patients and, you know, you guys are the same way, right? I mean, you push down, get back up, you know, every single time. And, you know, there's definitely a uniqueness to being a scrappy entrepreneur and pushing through. Now, just give you an idea of scale when everything happened. So towards the end of February, kind of peaked at about sending out almost 4,000 emails a week. So when somebody works out at the gym, as soon as they finish the workout, before they even go from the bag to their TV, they're getting this email summary. And we have a phenomenal open rate, always 60%, you know, right around there, 60, 65%, which is phenomenal. It went from 3,800 down to 5 in only 10 days.
Wow.
It was like, holy shit, like what is going on? And, you know, just the world obviously shrunk, especially for gyms, right? I mean, they've just been devastated by everything. And you know, I almost didn't talk to a gym for 2.5 months. It was kind of crazy. And I got to tell you the one upside at that time, because I'm just 7 days a week. I mean, we're rolling with Impact Rap for a week. I didn't have any customer calls, no support, no contact. And it was kind of nice. I actually took a staycation and I got to admit, I started, you know, drinking a little bit earlier than my normal 6 o'clock-ish. And just wondering, you know, what the hell is going to go on? And, you know, exactly to your point, you know, after a week, just kind of like, you know, chewing on it and saying, you know what? All right, gyms are closed. People are at home. Let's spin up home. And, you know, it was great because our development partner, Zenova, we had finished about 80% of the app prior to COVID because we had big, big plans that we want to roll out. And so they really focused on helping us get our minimally viable product, the MVP, out for the home. And that was great. In fact, not only did we sell immediately to people who are Impact Rap gym users, but we also set up a relationship with Title Boxing. So I reached out to the owner, Dave Hansen, and he gave us an opportunity. I said, you know, hey, let's, you know, I'd love to be able to have our product exclusively on Title Boxing. He knew us from all of our Title Boxing clubs that we have. We're probably have like 1,200 bags connected at the time, about 30 locations. So he knew we had a great reputation with these owners. He took a chance on us and was awesome and got the first order in. With them, ended up selling out, called me back up, like double up the order. Then they sold out of that and they doubled up the order again. And so we're actually in the process of putting all that stuff together. So, you know, that was great to, you know, keep us focused on, okay, while the gyms are shut down, it's not, you know, there's still opportunities out there. And, you know, you know that, right? I mean, it's not, you can't just sit there and, you know, feel sorry for yourself all the time. You got to get up and push and be motivated. And it is hard at times, but that type, you know, even the feedback I got from some of our members, we had unified training up in BC, Vancouver, British Columbia. And I mean, the guy was just, you know, so excited about getting the at-home product that we had. And he's like, I can't be in the gym now, Dan, but I'm able to get back and still use the metrics because it's all the same experience, all the same metrics. So it really kept us going until the world started to open up again. And, you know, we even took a look at our business model. Okay, all right, gyms are hurting. Everybody universally has lost 40 to 50% of their members. I know they're hurting. You know, everybody's hurting, right? And so what we did is we adjusted our business model to help out these gyms. We reduced the upfront cost. We were running this welcome back special. It was 50% off the hardware. but we wanted them to get the benefit of the system. So we required them to subscribe to the retention package. So that's the email summaries and in the apps. And I mean, we sold more gyms than I have no idea. I mean, we more than doubled, almost tripled the number of gyms that we had. In fact, I was talking to Ron Alisea, who's the owner of Title Boxing in Trexler Town, which is near Allentown, Pennsylvania. I was just up there last night with him, and he just raved about the product because we set him up back in May because he needed something to help bring people back. And he's like, without a doubt, Impact Wrap has motivated our members. More people are signing up. People are staying longer. They're running events and competitions that you otherwise you're just hitting the dumb bag, right? I mean, what are you using that? You know, what are you using for milestones and benchmarks and everything else? So it's been phenomenal with the response I've gotten. Even our version 2.0, we did a survey kind of in the middle of everything that was going on. And the results were amazing. 100% of our version 2 customers said it grew their business. They would recommend us. The number one stat that they cited was 87% said members stay longer. In fact, we were doing even some case studies with different gyms, including franchises. And typically, members would stay like 6 to 8 months without Impact Wrap. With Impact Wrap, we're going on 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. So members are staying longer and they're coming in more. You know, the number two benefit that they cited was 74% of our gym owners. It's bringing in new members. In fact, over almost 30% said it's bringing in more men. Typically fitness boxing in a group setting is predominantly women. Men are coming in. The women are telling their husbands, wives, and or husbands and boyfriends and, you know, uncles and people are coming in. So at the end of the day, it's been something that's helped grow, these small businesses in this time, that's very, just tough for everybody, right? And in fact, now we're even going into another business model where you're not even paying up front for the hardware. We're going to have a higher monthly fee. Now it's something that, if you start getting one or two members, new members a month, and these, even if like four or five just stay a couple months longer, 1 month, you're already paying for the system every single month. So that value has been really great to be able to quantify with our owners because, believe me, this is a tough industry, man. I mean, they'll tell me to go pound sand if it's not working. In our version one, I had that, but nobody with our version two because it's done what people wanted, which is grow their business. And we work with them on all sorts of fun events. And, we're there to support them. It's been, really great hearing all those responses.
If you have not checked out Impact Wrap, by the way, on Facebook and Instagram and their social media, I think I reached out to you at some point. I'm like, Dan, you're killing it on social media. And you're like, I got a really good team behind me. But you are. I mean, it's out there. I see it. I see it, coming up in the fitness realm a little more because it's difficult. Like you said, it's difficult to break into those fitness, world or the big box or
what are you going to do for me?
Right.
I know everything.
Yeah. Or I don't know what this is. I've been doing the same thing for so long. Why do I? And I mean, you're doing exactly what needs to be done in such a great way that I just love your story of, listen, I can provide you with value. It's not buy my product, see you later. It's this is value. And here's your client retention, and like you said, you changed your business model in order to help people afford it. I hope everyone right now, I'm sorry, listeners, you're taking notes on this, but this is really, really important. Yeah. That whole idea of, listen, I believe in my product. That's great. But look at what it can do for your business, for your life. And that's something that we can't gloss over that, Dan. That's really, really important.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And, another shout out to Melissa Moore, who runs our social media. She's been with us from day one. And, social media, I'm not personally a huge before. In fact, Rob, I was always on social media, but there's a lot of power and value in that. And even the benefits that we provide back to these gym owners is, if you look at our Instagram page, for example, every other day is user generated content. It's a member flexing in front of the leaderboard. It's posting the results, how they're improving. And with Melissa and I, at one point we're like, oh man, it's hard to find like one a week. And this is like a couple of years ago or whatever. And we have so much. We just in our save folder, I'm like, you can take you through it. Lit thousands of these things. I mean, I could post 20 or 30 a day for a whole year and just not run out because, I mean, we have, like I just got an email today, we're going to set up our first Venezuelan gym. They already have all their stuff. We're in the process of just literally putting things on the bag. We're going to be setting them up this weekend for content, you know, for these gyms. So it's more than just, I see some numbers up the board, you know, that user-generated content. Like, for example, you know, our retention package is $149 a month, and I challenge gym owners when we do a demo now online. I go through our Instagram feed and I said, you know, all this stuff. I said, if I just came to you and I said, for $149, I can guarantee you're going to get all this user generated content from your members, you know, smiling, tagging you, Facebook groups, the whole nine yards. Would you pay for that? Everybody's like, of course. You know, I mean, that alone, that authenticity of those big smiles in front of, you know, whatever, it goes a long way. And this is just proven out over and over again that helps drive that. So, you know, there's so many benefits to the system. And, you know, it's been, again, great to see how just everything has grown and helping these. I mean, we've taken gyms literally in the red and we've just turned them around completely. And as you said, I never want to be that person. I did this before and it was a mistake, you know, just be upfront. You know, our version one, I was like, I mean, here's a hammer, here's a saw. Brian, good luck. You know, I hope that helps great, you know. Now it's, you know, here's a hammer, here's a saw, you know, how to build your house. We're there for support. You want to build a second house, we're there. And that's what we've done. We built the community online with our Facebook group, exchanged different ideas. We just started, we're going to do another one this coming month where we do a Zoom as well. We invite everybody on board and we brainstorm different ideas. And it's amazing and very humbling on my end when I've been thinking about Impact Wrap for, you know, a gazillion years. And somebody comes in with just a fresh idea, and it's like, and then somebody else takes that idea and rolls with it, and then we're just all helping each other. And we're all small business owners. I mean, they're not, you know, these big corporations, and you know, to be able to have that and help people out has been, you know, very rewarding personally. Obviously, with the company as well as we've grown. I mean, last year, despite 2.5 months of no growth or no new gyms, we still had a banner year. We had the best year ever, and you know, now we're actually going to go into a whole investment round with tons and tons of momentum because you know, this has just been the platform that's delivered for all these gyms.
It's amazing. I mean, the tool that you've created was, you know, a boxing tool, and you put it on the bag so that people can get some feedback and some, you know, but you're providing business tools to these owners and you know, things that's really, really valuable. And look, it's like you said, it's a great selling point because you're like, here are the numbers. You know, it's increasing retention. People are staying at the gym or, you know, so like the back end of it is really, you know, maybe the most impressive end of the business model. Because here you are. I mean, you can just show them straight up. Look, you're going to be able to, you know, people are going to be sticking around here. It's neat.
And you know, part of the proof point there is that with our retention package, I don't do any contracts, man. I mean, I sell you month to month. Brian, Christine, you call me up. Ah, damn, it's not working. Turn it off. Sure. You know, I haven't had anybody ever do that, you know, because it's providing that value for the businesses. You know, our support is top notch. We get, you know, we're very responsive, and you know, that has allowed us to build, you know, the product, you know, and get recommendations. I have, I can't tell you how many times people have done demos for me, like a gym in Colorado, Fly Kickbox, they've done demos for me for other gyms in the area. And, you know, they help sell the product. They don't get any incentive. I mean, it's, you know, they just do it because they like me, they like the product, you know, it's helped them. And there's that loyalty, you know, feedback, which is great that, you know, we continue to experience to this day.
How cool is it, though, that they also see the value in your product and they see like, all right, well, if more gyms have this, it's going to drum up more, you know, more energy and more excitement and it's going to help everyone. I mean, that's that team mentality that, you know, you really have to have sometimes. But what I want you to do is tell our listeners again, what the heck is this? Because so I'm going to be hitting, so normally, okay, I'm hitting a bag. That's cool. But again, I love how you said this. You're not going to go on a treadmill. Most people do not without having your, you know, how fast are you running? How long are you out there?
It's the first thing you know, take a picture of and put it on your Facebook.
So, so, I mean, I love that, you know, comparison. So now what are we doing?
All right. So, it runs off of 2 AA batteries, turns on, turns off. These will last a month, depends on how much you're using it and everything else. What we're doing, it's on the bag here, and it's real tight against the bag. And so we have our own proprietary points based on the accelerometer data. So, for example, I hit the bag lightly, and I'm going to get 31 points. I hit the bag much harder, I'm going to get 67 points. Those numbers start to accrue up on the leaderboard in real time. So these are, think about this as your total energy output that's on the bag. And it's all based on your strike count, how hard you're hitting, how fast you're hitting. So the volume is there, right? And as soon as the workout is done, you're going to get your average score. And that's across a value up to 100 across all the different strikes that you did. And you get your strike count as well. That happens right in the email. In the app, you're able to not only have a history of all your workouts and those metrics, and you can, of course, share right from the app, but we have detailed graphs on your pacing. So, Christine, you're running freaking Ironmans. I can't even wrap my head around you even doing something like that.
Brian's just as crazy.
Right?
He's just as crazy.
Okay. You guys know pacing. It's like, for not only exercise, but fighting, if you're an actual fighter, pacing is so much, is a huge component. Now we get to visualize that.
Sure.
So this is these feedback metrics, and this is just the beginning, and we're going to roll out so many more things with badges and trophies for personal best and all sorts of different records that you beat. So there's going to be even more, we call the dopamine feedback loop when it comes to working out. But those metrics mean a lot, for that. And what's interesting, I'll give you a little side story. So I guess it was, July of last year, August, we set up Vibe Boxing, Vibe out in Iowa City. They used to be a boxing club. They switched over to Vibe. Shout out to IB, the owner. He's been following us for a while. He took the chance with us, again, trying to get more people back into the club and everything else. So we set up. The very first class we did it, there was a young couple. They were in their 20s. They were in really good shape. And they're working out on the bag. And they're finished the workout, and they go over to the leaderboard and to take a picture, a selfie. She had this grin from ear to ear. He had this sour, sourpuss look on his face. And I look up, and she had beaten him by 3,000 points. And I was like, oh. And then I'm like, okay, let me look at your numbers a little bit. And she beat him on volume. She was this aerobic machine. Her average was only 42. Well, I shouldn't say only, but her average was 42. His was 56. He was stronger than her. But I could see when they were going, he's like the typical guy, boom, 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 and huffing and puffing and huffing and puff, boom, 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 boom. And she's like this cardio machine, the whole time. And that's what kind of the power of Impact Rap is. Because if you guys go to you go to a bar and you got that little ball that you hit, in there. A lot of times, maybe it's the biggest guy that's in the room there. But that dude couldn't go 45 seconds on a bag.
Exactly.
And there's the difference. Like, what, are you a heavyweight fighter or, you're lightweight? But lightweight, man, you got volume, right? You watch any fight. I'm a huge UFC fan. And, heavyweights don't throw a lot of leather. But when they do, it hurts. And the lightweights, they throw a lot of volume. And so these are different levers that you have during your workout. Because you could, as a coach, I could say, all right, everybody, we're going to double up our power, knowing that your strike count is going to drop down, or vice versa. We're going to bring your power down, guys, but let's bring up the volume. And those numbers, because they multiply together for our formula, will have basically the same impact score. So these are the ways that people can use the system to really affect, it's the difference between, sprinting or doing 1,000 meters or, a marathon or whatever the hell you guys running around the equator. I have no idea what you guys do. That's the power of measurement, right? I'm sure you guys use measurement and
everything. I mean, I'm wearing the Garmin on my wrist right now, and you know, as soon as you're done with it, it uploads and it goes to Strava, yeah. And then you know, people can see it, and it's, you know, what did I run in that mile up the hill? What was my heart rate? All that stuff. Yeah. It's all analytics, and that's, you know, it's really, and that never existed.
Existed, yeah.
Yeah. So
and also,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it also adds to the community of it, right? I mean, community and the social component is not going away. I mean, think about, you know, the whole idea about the tribe, but study after study show that when you're vested with other people, you stick with your program longer, you know, you work harder, and that's really what it's about. We don't stress the competition side of things. It's not like, you know, who's the top dog in the class. It's, you know, you versus the bag and you getting better. So now, one of the things we did is we broke out this whole fight night. Which actually, for the people who are competitive, I guarantee you two are very competitive. I'd love to see you guys
fight. You want to fight?
Maybe that'll be the next episode.
Okay.
Next episode is going to be fight night on the toothpick crazies. Who's the craziest? Right.
Okay.
We can prove that once and for all.
So let me ask you, because I did see the fight night. I want to get into that for a sec, but you just touched on it. Maybe this is like a psychological standpoint or whatever the data is showing you. What are people more interested in? Are they interested in besting the class, or are they besting themselves? Are they more interested in the personal execution, or how they stack up against others, or both?
It definitely varies. When I first kind of started into this world, because, you know, for full disclosure, I've only taken actually one group fitness class. I built Impact Rep for myself because I get a bag in my garage. I'm kind of a loner when it comes to working out. Okay. I had to learn the psychology of working with in the group environment. And there's definitely a subset of people who don't want the competitive side. There's other people who are really, really into it. And they're like, I don't even care if you don't even have the ranking. Like, for now, by default on the leaderboard, we take the ranking off. So you can't even see like how you really stack against everybody else.
Okay.
And then there's, you know, hyper competitive people. And I got to tell you, I mean, it's probably 50-50 with men and women. I mean, I was thinking more men would be competitive. You know, it's like, you know, some women really love to lay down that ladder and smack those bags and beat the guys. In fact, Ron at title in Trexel Town, the highest score that they had is a lady. She's a former NCAA, Olympic a volleyball player. And apparently she's got like these like, killer thighs and her core's like a moon. So she's just ripping into this bag and she's beating the guys. And, you know, so you see this, where there are people, I definitely have to say gyms around the world have different cultures. I mean, it really is very different. You know, some of them, like everybody talks trash. Other people are like more focused on you versus the bag. Sometimes it's like, okay, you know, there's no ranking, but, you know, my buddy Brian and my buddy Christine, we're all in the class together. We're still competing against each other. We're checking out the scores and stuff like that. So it really runs the gamut. I mean, I can't say there's one or the other, but we try to default to making sure it's a great member experience, because at the end of the day, as I've told, I've had some instructors like, oh, they're not listening to me and this and that. And I'm like, look, dude, we're not training fighters. I mean, I've trained fighters before, and you better listen. You better focus on the coach and make sure we have good technique. But this is fitness. You know, if they're happy and they're walking out with a big smile on their face and they're paying their monthly dues, who the hell cares? You know? But then, you know, again, the fight nights allow the people who have that competitive side just to like, now I get to unleash what I want to do. And so it really, it's taken us a long time to learn how to balance out all of those different, you know, psychological traits that people have.
That's interesting.
You know, all over the world.
So Dan, do us this favor. So I am, you know, I'm a small studio owner, or I just know a lot of people that have, you know, bags in their, you know, in their gyms or wherever. What do you tell them about why you should get this, because fill in the blank.
Well, look, I hate to say it sells itself, but in the idea of it sells itself, because everybody wants to know how they're doing, and they know that you get burned out doing the same old all the time. I mean, if you're training the same way that you did 10 years ago, you know, it's you're not improving. You're not learning how to get better. And so when, you know, the promise of that platform is exactly what they're looking to do, which is motivating the members, engaging with them, bringing in new people stay longer, lead generation with these fight nights. And honestly, even one surprising feedback that I, or surprising bit of feedback I got were from instructors. These are like, holy shit, man, you've opened up all these creative possibilities for creating these workouts. Because before, it was like, you know, I'll give you an example with like Title. It's the same workout every year. You know, it's 8 rounds, 3 minutes with 1 minute rest period. We do all sorts of stuff now. We do Tabata Tuesday. So every third round is a set of Tabatas. We do round roulette. You have no idea. Is it a 30-second burnout? Is it 5-minute MMA? We'll do hump day. So the class is it's like 1 minute to 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and 4 minutes, and back down 3, 2, 1, and repeat. We do booty blast, which every other round you're not on the bag, you're doing lower body exercise for the ladies. So squats, lunges, reverse lunges. And it really transforms how even the instructors are looking at it. It energizes everybody. I mean, it really takes up the level. And boy, if we put this in with kids, oh my Lord, I've had kids throwing up on this thing because they play so hard. And I think I might be the only CEO, and I love hearing that people are growing up using my product. These are things that they're pushing themselves to another level, and they're just having so much fun. They'll even do, your world, the marathon. So they do 26 rounds, so 26.2, 26 rounds, 2 minutes each, 75 minutes of just like kick your ass. And the one guy that we did this with, he's like, everybody was on the floor at the end of this, like literally scraping the members back up. And the first thing they said was, when are we doing this again?
Yep. Mm-hmm. You
know, because it's mixing it up, you know. So really, you know, long answer to that short question, you know, it's about driving motivation. We have the tagline, motivation you can measure. For the gyms, it's motivation because they have confidence that they're building their business. Members have that motivation because they know they're getting better and more fit over time.
It's amazing.
I love the fact that every person since I met Dan that has bags, I'm always like, have you heard of Impact Wrap? Because it would be real, you know, and I'm like trying not to be salesy, but I'm like, you know, that'd be really cool if you got that, you know. Do you want his name? Do you want me to hook you up? Oh my God.
So what should they have, or what type of gyms are they? Are they, you know, some gyms are group fitness gyms and they have different type of classes. They might even have a spin and then they roll out the bags or, you know, at certain times. What are most bags? Are they dedicated to boxing, or are they, you know, a mixed bag, or they, might just have two or three dedicated classes in a week, or how do most of the gyms work?
Yeah, interesting. So I'll give you a couple developments based on COVID. Our sweet spot is group fitness, kickboxing, boxing. Doesn't matter what size gym you have. I mean, we have places that have 5-6 bags. Got 3 gyms with 54 bags. We've got dozens and dozens with 40 plus bags and 30 plus bags. Like our biggest one outside the U.S. is down in Brazil with Soulbox. They have 38 bags. They're celebrating 3 years with us this month, which is awesome. And again, transform their business. Two things we've seen post COVID. Number one is martial arts schools are spinning up their own fitness kickboxing programs because most martial arts schools, 70-80% of their students are kids. And kids aren't coming in because the parents and everything else, and universally everybody lost 50%. But the martial artists, they know how to punch and kick. They have bags, you know, but they don't even know how to run group classes. So I know, for full disclosure, Christine and I are working together on that type of program to help them. But even right now, they're transforming their business model themselves and adding morning and lunchtime classes and generating more revenue because now the adults are coming in for that. And the other thing that we've seen, this is now 2 gyms that we're working with. They were hardcore boxing gyms. They were boxers. Like Phil Spears, he's got Strength and Motion out in Oregon. And he, you know, with boxing, it just kind of shut everything down. And he started out with, so he transformed everything into fitness boxing. And he ordered, he started out with 12 bags. Then 3 weeks, he ordered another 4, so he was 16. And then he added another 4. He was up to 20. Now he's priced out 30 because he's grown so much. I think he went from 40 members to, I believe, maybe I shouldn't quote, but it was 150 members. So he grew his business astronomically. And the ROI was within months that he was able to build everything up. So it's really helped even these small business owners when they've had to transfer their business model. Like I had a guy. It's of all things, it's named Impact Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Millville, New Jersey. Dan Dixon, same thing. I mean, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, man, talk about close contact. There's no social distancing with that. So again, he transformed his business from jiu-jitsu to personal training and cardio boxing on the bags. And once again, he started out with 10. Within, I think it was like a week and a half, he bumped up to 13. And now he just bought, as soon as the other three arrived, he sends me a text. Okay, I need another three. We got to get 16 in. That's what it is. Because it's working for them. It's growing. They're adding classes, adding another revenue stream that they just didn't have before. So it's been interesting to see how other people are, you know, surviving as well, because, you know, the people who are all in, you know, we're all in. We don't have a choice. Our back is against the wall and they're fighting. And, you know, this is a tool that's allowed them really to have some runway and to have that, again, motivation and confidence that this is going to help continue driving their business.
And how about on the home front? What are people using at home? They able to, you know, put this in the garage and just go for it?
Yeah. We go pretty much on any bag. You know, even my one engineer was able to tune a double end speed bag in boxing. So it really can go on any type of device. What we're doing right now with our at home product, more than anything else, is we're not pushing too hard on the marketing side, because there's a lot of things that I want to really add to the system. Right now is really collecting feedback. You know, what people want. You know, again, it's a good experience. You know, is it like the best, great, amazing, awesome experience? No, I'm a perfectionist. I want more out of it. Our group platform, it is, even though we're on version 2.0, it's actually version 137, build 137 of that. That's why I'm like, man, we can go gangbusters with growing the gym business. And that the at home, not only do we have that at home right now, but as we're going into this next round of financing, one of the big requests is connecting those two worlds. So the gym and the home space, as far as I can tell, Impact Wrap is pretty unique in the overall connected fitness category, because we have these gyms and we have these members of those gyms at home. They still want to be part of the gym. They still want to be part of the tribe. If I was, you know, at Christine's gym, I want Christine teaching me. She knows that, right. You know, I'm always dropping my right when I'm throwing my left. She's going to call my ass out on it, because I can get free workouts anytime on YouTube, right? But there's that connection. But even like Peloton, you know, that's just one-to-one, right? And you're, you know, you fight for the instructor to say your name once, but they don't know you. I mean, and that's the interesting thing about the way we're bridging those two worlds now, is that, you know, we're going to have these virtual workouts or even recorded workouts where the gym owners will have access to the data. They can create workouts that are just for Brian. I know you hurt your left knee, man. So we're just going to do punches and elbows today. We're not going to do any kicks or knees, and we're going to, you know, pull down on the off bag workouts and stuff like that. So there's this another opportunity for us that we keep hearing about. You know, we want to be able to add this into the platform, and we're listening. I mean, back in the day, I was guessing what people wanted, but now that we have this, you know, I mean, God, we have like 4,000 or 5,000 trackers out in the market with like 1,000 servers, and you know, we're all over. So we're able to collect a lot of feedback, know that, you know, obviously the hardware is standing up, but, you know, what do people really want? You know, even, again, just an interesting development from COVID is probably the number two request right now behind integration with home is self-check-in. And you would have thought that at the beginning, everybody wanted self-check-in anyway. Oh, when Dan comes into your, you know, Brian's gym, I just tap on my app and I jump on egg 16, you know, and but what was interesting then, this is, I guess you call it the before times, right? When I asked, I did a survey of my customers because I want to make something that my customers want. And universally, it was like, almost universally, like 90% said, I don't want that. I want the personal connection. When Brian comes into my gym, I'm like, hey, Brian, what's up, man? But yeah, if you're like an LA Fitness and you're just zapping in your barcode, I don't know you. You know, I'm not right. Engaging with you. And why, again, people come into a group exercise and not just get PT or go, you know, get a bag themselves. You want to have that engagement in some way, shape, or form. Post-COVID, it's for obvious reasons. I mean, you want to have less of that with the contact and everything else, and getting people up to the front desk and everybody's congregating. So that's, you know, another pivot that we weren't anticipating, because we thought we could just kind of write it off in the before times, but post-COVID, you know, it's a big deal. I mean, even even one of the features we have in the gym is the auto start for all of our classes. So we have this amazing timer system. It's all cloud-based. You schedule everything. And we even have countdown. So if your class is at 6 o'clock, 10 minutes before, you hear ding, ding, ding up on the TVs, and it reads, find your bag. 1 minute before, it rings again, and then at 6 o'clock, it just starts. You know, before COVID, people loved it, especially the members, because they're like, well, if you start my class 5 minutes late, I got to leave 5 minutes early because I got to pick up my kid.
Right.
But post, you know, the new order, the new world order now, having that has been amazing. I've gotten so much, you know, feedback and thank you, because now you got to get the classes in and out so you can clean. And this just, everything runs literally like clockwork for people. And so all these new things have kind of popped up. Some things we were, you know, features we already had, and other of these new features that, or old features that we didn't think we were going to run with. And then also new features with that integration between the gym and the home. It's just, it's been, again, rolling with the punches and understanding what the needs are of your members. And, you know, even with your listeners, you know, you have to like think as deep as possible who your true customer is. I used to think it was my gym owner, or the one that's paying, you know, every month. And it's not, it's actually the members, you know, what is that? They're the ultimate ones that are driving everybody's revenue. And so making sure we have the best member experience, making sure that we have the best features, and continue to innovate. I mean, we are far none. I mean, the world's leading connected platform that's out there. We've had some that tried to do it. They tapped out. We've seen a couple of, like, really, really struggling because they're dealing with things we struggled with 3 years ago, and we were able to solve it in a unique way. But you know, we're going to continue with that innovation and you know, continue to be the market leaders in the space.
I'm so excited for this guy.
Isn't he great?
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I mean, Dan, you got it. You've been through, you know, scraped your knees a few times, and you know, you keep swinging, right? Keep swinging.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Dan. So for all of the, you know, all the business owners out there, whether they're in fitness or they're in a different, you know, business, what's your secret? What is it? Is it, you know, you're just have always been motivated? Are you, is it the people you keep around you? What are some of those things that maybe our listeners need to hear? Because I think in, you know, a lot of people are getting discouraged right now. You know, and if you, you know, there's something to be said for a work ethic. There's something to be said, you know, for many different characteristics, but what is it? What do you find?
You know, it certainly varies from person to person. For me, probably twofold. One is finding what motivates you. You know, for me, again, I'm a competitive guy. I like to find that person that, or thing or whatever that drives me. I want to prove someone something wrong. Please doubt me. That's actually puts a fire under my ass, and I'm going to, you know, go out, I'm going to conquer it. When I don't have that, I can slip out of that motivation. So I can make things up in my head, you know, not crazy, not crazy, but the, you know, just finding, you know, that nugget that drives me. And now, you know, especially when I see a competitor in the market, oh man, yeah, come on, baby, you know, bring it on. And it helps drive me. But, you know, more importantly, or maybe just as important, I don't know, I can't put a percentage on it, finding the right people around you and in really, truly listening to them and understanding them. You know, never get caught up in your own hype. You know, always think or know that you don't know everything. And especially if, like, I've been doing this for 10 years and I, you know the industry in and out, and then some person I don't even, never threw a punch in their life, said something, you know, never dismiss it. You know, what is it? Ratatouille. There's always a chef somewhere or whatever, you know, somebody great somewhere. Everybody has a good idea, and to listen to them and bring them on. Like my one really close advisor, his name is Ben Goldberg. He works as a CFO in a capacity for us. You know, people like him, they tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. And I've been surrounded by people who just, you know, tell me what I want to hear, or, you know, not bringing anything new to the table. I want you to challenge me. I mean, don't be a dick about it, but, you know, but push me. You know, I want to hear that, you know, nah, actually, you know, like, I'll do a demo. We just brought in, Sally Cody is our business development director now. And she's not from the space, but I worked with her many years ago, and she's just bringing a different, fresh perspective. And, you know, I can get bogged down in my own routine, you know, I think something works. So, I never say to her, like, no, you got to do these demos and these conversations this way. I go, no, this is how I do it. These are just the key things that you want to say and make sure we get across. Do it your way. Or maybe there's other things that I'm saying too much or too little. I used to be a consultant when helping people put together like presentations and things like that. And, I became my own worst client, which is before I used to help people take a big story and whittle it down to like this key little thing. And now I've become the customer. And they're like, I got to tell you everything. Let me tell you every little detail and everything else. And being reminded by other people is really key. And, you know, the partnerships I built with like Inova and South Jersey Circuit, which actually builds all of our product. I'm proud to say that everything is made here in the USA. And they've been great. They've spun up now, I think, 3,000 new units for us. But working with top-notch people and just being open-minded. I mean, I think one of the things with martial arts, you find this a lot with people have been doing it for a long time. We're pretty humble because we get our ass kicked all the time. We kick a little ass, but we also get our ass kicked. And that just, anybody can do that anytime. So it's always just making sure that, you keep that open mind because you just can't know everything for sure.
That's the true martial artist background there. You know, you're going to lose some. You're going to get rolled and choked out and all that stuff. So, you have to be humble and you have to be able to take advice and you have to be able. But if there's an itch, you got to scratch it too, you know. So that outside, the outside competitor in the inside world, you got to be flexible and it's great. Speaking of outside world, Saudi Arabia, you mentioned. How are you procuring these these contacts overseas, Middle East and around the world?
New Zealand.
Yeah. New Zealand. Well, part of it's social media. We have a whole social media strategy that has taken a long time to develop because how do you find a gym owner? In there's no Facebook custom audience for gym owners. So we've had to be find it in unique ways. One of my early investors, Russ Guberman, he's also this guru at SEO. So we've put everything on our website and made sure it's the best out there. So when people are searching for it, most of them are Facebook and Instagram leads. That's been great. It's really because of our strategy that we've implemented. And then people are doing searches and finding us. Kind of actually to your earlier question, Christine, is like, why do people want it? I mean, they want it because they know they want technology in some way, shape, or form for their workouts, and there's nothing out there. And so, or there's a couple competitors out there, but when they bet them, they're like, oh my God, there's no way I'm going to be able to implement this. And they find us and what we do, which has been actually a great selling point. Before, I used to hop on phone calls and tell you about the product. We do a full Zoom demo walkthrough, and I go through and I show them like our save folder for Instagram. Their eyes are like, holy shit, you know. And then we go through the day in the life of members and staff, and we show them how straightforward it is, how easy it is. We record it. We send it over to them. And that closes so much business across the board. So like the Saudi gym, we were actually going to open up last year. But because of COVID, they got shut down. Same with Kuwait is a little bit newer. But we've been talking with them for some time. And, it's a matter of getting it up. I mean, even the guy in Saudi Arabia, he's like, that's it? That's all the setup is? I'm like, yeah. I mean, they're already – everything's connected and it comes plug and play. It's a straightforward thing. In fact, we just won a gym that we're going to set them up on Monday with a competitor that they just threw out the door because it was so bad for them. And the guys, like, it took 3 days for them to even like set up the app and we're getting the app store. And I laugh because, I mean, for us, it's a checkbox in the thing. I'm like, I could, by the time I'm on this phone call, I could have you in my app store. You know, we made it scalable, across the board with every touch point. It's been cool to see this thing grow. It's super cool to see, Impact Wrap among like all this other language that I have no idea. We have a gym in Poland and Warsaw. We have 24 bags with rookies fitboxing. And the way they do it is different than people down in Brazil.
I bet you those Polacks smack the shit out of the bag.
Oh my God. Yes.
Right? That's a hard individual over there in Poland.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So it's just really cool. And, I guess fortunate for me, English is almost a universal business language now.
Right.
And being able to set people up and we can find folks to help translate.
So what are you sending them? What do you send them? You send them just the unit?
So we send them, we have a little server that goes with each of the, so this actually connects through Bluetooth do up to 8 bags at a time. So every time you have up to 8 bags, you throw in another server. And then we program everything on the back end, and then it's plug and play.
Right.
We package it up, we send it out, we've got video instruction, we've got documentation. Almost every one of them wants to talk to us, you know, or usually me. And we get them up and running, and then we just do the training through Zoom now, which is great. Everybody does Zoom. It's a Zoom world nowadays. So it's very familiar. But rewind 2 years ago, I'm like, Zoom? What's that? I don't even know what Zoom is.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it now. So it actually helps us with the setup. And that's about it. I mean, it's usually like the first week, people have questions. And I always tell them, like, even if you ask me 3 times, ask me a 4th time. That's fine. You know, we'll get you squared away. Because within that week or two, you know, they're up and running. And, you know, everybody, because the system's been designed to be simple and straightforward. And making something simple and straightforward takes a long, long time. And we took a long time to make it. You know, the industry we're in, it's not a tech-savvy world in the least bit. My one customer, love him to death. He doesn't know how to put his apps on his iPhone. He has his staff do it. He's able to run it, you know, and set it up and everything else. So making it a straightforward, effectively plug and play, you know, that's it. You know, you connect the servers, we'll connect to Ethernet. We don't do anything with Wi-Fi. So everything's wired. It's one and done. And yeah, you know, it's just, we go months and months. Like, I haven't talked to rookies probably since maybe summer of last year. I mean, we're going like 7-8 months, you know, not talking to them. And, you know, I can't support 64,000 people around the world.
Right.
If it wasn't stable. And when we originally came out, oh my God, man, it wasn't stable. I mean, you could talk to my wife. It was like, and, you know, at that time, I actually had a full head of hair. And now, completely gone. But it was a really difficult time. I mean, you know, with being an entrepreneur, there's no drug that is gets you as high, and there's like no low that is low from that. But to keeping motivated, having the right people around you, making sure that you have the best damn product that's out there is really key for everything.
Love Dan. Isn't he great? I can't wait. I really, you know, listeners, I know everyone
for
out
Fight
there.
Night?
Well, Fight Night, yeah. Aside from that, everyone needs to go take a look at Impact Rap, their Instagram, Facebook. Take a look at some of the fight, because some of the Fight Night videos are up there, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's Rap, WRAP.
Yes.
We may end up having a Rap RAP at some point, but that'll be a different thing.
We'll get that all in the show notes and everything too, because yeah. I'm just super excited for you, and I'm super excited for Impact Rap, and I can't wait, you know, in another 100 episodes, or hopefully it's not that long, we get you back here, because I mean, the growth that you've had and the changes in business models and where you've gone since we last, you know, spoke with you on the, you know, on the podcast has been awesome. And it makes our hearts happy when, you know, when awesome things happen to awesome people that just work really hard and you believe in it. And that's, there's
passion, love the product, you know, live for it. And that's what we're hearing. And it's a way to success, and you got it, man. I'm proud of you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Dan, do us a favor. Just remind all the guests where they can find out more information about Impact Rap and everything. Go.
Perfect. Yeah. ImpactRap.com. ImpactRap. Go to social media, all the channels. It's Impact Rap. You'll find us on Instagram, on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to us. Our email is Jims, G-Y-M-A-M-S, @ ImpactRap.com. Love to talk to you. We've got some great specials. And, you know, again, this is a product that's going to help drive your business and move you forward.
Dan, thank you so much. It's been awesome reconnecting and hearing about everything going forward. You know what? I like the whole positive thing. Like, listen, Dan's like, all right, you know what? I went from this many people, and then there was no one. And you keep going. There's no like, oh, woe is me. It's all right. Yeah. Well, now what am I going to do? And you did it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, next time I'm on the show, because we're just entering this amazing new investment round, I will give you all the details, all the dirt on that, because that's been a whole nother struggle that we've put it together. And again, it's just like finding the right people and the motivation to get it together. So I'll hopefully have a big success for, story for you within the next 100 episodes.
Do you need anyone to help set up in New Zealand or anything?
Costa Rica?
Yeah, like somewhere tropical.
My wife won't let me go to Brazil for some reason. I'm not sure.
Right. That's right.
Oh, I love it. All right, Dan, it has been amazing. And with that said, everyone, it is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And a microphone.
We are Where It's At.
Peace.